doing sins, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. This comes out in Galatians 5:21, for example.
好，我们看一下加拉太书的五章二十一节，他说：“嫉妒、谋杀、醉酒、邪荡等类，我从前警告过你们，现在又警告过你们，行这样事的人不能承受神的国。”所以他这边我们在说得到神国的这个产业跟进入神国其实是两件事情。
You see, the key word in Galatians 5:21 here is kleronomeo, you can see it on the screen here, which really means inherit. An inheritance is given to not every child. See, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you become a child of God. That's your entry into heaven.
所以当我们相信神的时候呢，相信耶稣基督，我们变成了神的孩子，所以我们才有能够进到神的国。这就是所谓的救恩发生的时候。
But just like in any family, it's not every child that might get the inheritance.
就像任何一个家族，并不是每一个孩子都一定能够得到这个家族的产业或遗产。
And I have explained this before, I hope you haven't forgotten, but in case you have, you know, you could have a very wealthy man, and he has two sons, and one is a good son, and one is a bad son.
就像有一个非常有钱的家族，他有两个儿子，一个是好儿子，一个是坏儿子。
Yeah, I guess so. And one has always been doing the will of his father, and the other hasn't.
一个呢，就是好儿子呢，就永远都是按照父亲所说的去行事，但是那个坏儿子呢，就是不太喜欢听爸爸的。
And so when the father gets old and he has this business and he gives it to the good son because he doesn't want to destroy the business, which would be very bad for his workers and the community and everything else.
所以当这个老父亲呢越来越老的时候呢，他就把所有的产业给了好儿子，因为他这样的话才能够对他的这些产业里的这些仆人，就是工作者啊，能够负责。
And the bad son doesn't get the inheritance.
所以那个坏儿子呢，就当然就没有得到这个父亲的产业。
Just giving you an example of what it means to inherit something.
好，所以我们现在不是在谈圣经故事里面那个大儿子、二儿子、小儿子的事情。现在我们谈的就是一个现实状况。
Yeah, so you have the good son gets the inheritance, and the bad son, he doesn't.
好，所以这个好儿子呢，就得到了这个产业，而坏儿子就什么也没得到。
But they're both still the sons of the father. That doesn't change.
而这两个呢，都是这个父亲的儿子，这并不会改变。
From the application of the Christian, which means people that have believed in Jesus Christ, and you know for yourselves that you have good Christians and you have bad Christians, and the good Christians get the inheritance.
所以呢，在信神的家族里面，这些大家都是他的儿子，神的儿子，但是好儿子会得到产业，坏儿子还是得不到产业。
And so in Matthew 7, though, what we're talking about there is unbelievers. They're not even children of God.
可是呢，我们要理解呢，在马太福音七章所提到的，却不是在谈那些神的孩子们。所以其实那些进不了天国的，指的是那种并不信，并不是真正的相信耶稣基督的。
Yeah, but as we mentioned last week, these people, they're acting in the church. You know, they could be Christian leaders or people just pretending that they're Christians or even thinking that they're children of God, but they never made that decision to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以我们在谈的那些所谓的不信耶稣基督的，在马太福音七章里面谈的是在教会里天天每个礼拜也许都有来做礼拜的这些，可能甚至是教会的一些领袖领导的，却是在他的内心从来没有真正下过一个决定说我是相信耶稣基督的。
They could be leading a church group or even the pastor of a big, big church, but they never teach grace because they don't understand grace, and so they're always doing Christian programs and religious activities.
而这样子的这种教会里的人呢，他甚至有机会可以是一个牧师，但他却不会教导所谓的救恩，因为他根本就没有真正得到救恩的经验。
Again, those people are not saved. But every week they're saying, let's sing to the Lord, and let's praise the Lord, and let's do miracles in the name of Jesus Christ.
而这样子的人呢，他们在教会里呢，还是一样，每天说啊，让我们赞美主，让我们来 这个敬拜主，但是他其实只重视这个事工，而不重视与神的关系。
And they might even in their prayers they say, "Let's pray to Jesus that Jesus will give you a clean heart so that you can be worthy to go to heaven." A clean heart. Make Jesus make you clean so you can go to heaven.
They say that.
Yeah, just as an example of how they might teach.
而这样子的这种神职人员，他们可能呢的教导就会说，哦，让耶稣基督给你一个干净的心灵，这样你就可以进到天国。
And from a person who doesn't know the doctrines about what we call soteriology, that's salvation, or you don't know about how to be saved through faith, then it sort of sounds okay. Yeah, let's pray to Jesus. He can help us go to heaven.
所以像这样的人，他不会教导什么是救恩，他也不知道如何因着信而得到拯救。
But my point is that these people that are leading the congregation and they're saying things in the name of the Lord, they look like they're angels of light. And that's what the Bible says, you know, they're posing as angels of light, messengers of light, but they're not saved.
像这样子的人呢，他们教导会众，但是呢，他好像也被看着好像有天使的光芒，但实际上他其实是并没有被得救的。
So they obviously can't get into heaven because they did not do the will of the Father regarding salvation.
所以呢，这样的人是进不了天国的，因为他们并没有去因着信而得到所谓的救恩。
Yeah, and remember we had the will of the Father. It comes out in, say, John 6:40, 1 Timothy 2:3-4, and 2 Peter 3:9.
好，所以呢，请大家也可以参读约翰福音六章四十节，还有提摩太前书二章三到四节，还有彼得后书三到九节。
Now, the will of the God is expressed, will of God is expressed usually in two ways. One is saying what God wants you to do. For example, it says in 2 Peter 3:9, God is not willing for any to perish.
好，所以呢，要顺着神的旨意而做的。的一个基本概念里面，像彼得二书三章九节，就是说，神并不会希望任何人被毁灭。
But he wishes for all to believe in Jesus Christ.
而是他希望所有的人都能够相信耶稣基督。
Okay, so that's very clearly stating the will of God.
所以这就是很明白的把神的旨意给陈述出来了。
Another way that God expresses his will is through what we call imperative moods in the Bible, in Scripture.
另外一个就是呢，神也很清楚的以一个命令句告诉我们。
We're talking about commands here. If God gives you a command, obviously that's His will that you do that.
当神用一个命令句来跟我们讲的事情，在圣经里面说的事情，它就是他的旨意。
We see that in Acts 16:31.
在使徒行传16章31节就很明白的告诉我们。
It's probably the clearest verse in Scripture regarding God's will for how you should be saved, which is simply believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved.
这个《使徒行传》十六章三十一节几乎是整本圣经里面最清楚明白的告诉你神的旨意是什么，就是要相信耶稣基督。
And the verb there, to believe, pistis, is the, in the imperative mood. So it's saying you must believe. God is commanding you to believe in Jesus Christ.
而说他说在这个经句里用的相信用的是就是一个希腊文里面百分之百的命令句，你就是必须要相信耶稣基督，你就会得救。
Now, so that's just a review from what we did last Tuesday.
这是我们、
Wednesday, sorry.
上一次上课的时候所讲解的内容。
Now what I'm going to do is introduce a new concept, which is talking about the divine dynosphere. I did mention the name the other day, I mentioned the word, but I'll just give you a brief rundown on what it means.
好，那我们今天呢要讲一个新的小子题啊，就是神圣的动力球。
Okay, and the reason I just want to introduce it very quickly here in this lesson is because when we finish the angelic conflict series, the next series we can move on to, or the next main teaching will be about spiritual dynamics.
好，因为在我们讲这个天使的征战这个大主题哈完毕之后呢，我们下一个主题呢会谈的是属灵的动力学。
Yeah, and that's a really big subject. Actually, the Colonel spent about 10 years teaching on that topic with different aspects of it. But we do need to set it aside as a separate body of teaching.
好，那这个是一个非常大的一个主题啊。那个上校牧师呢，他几乎花十年都在讲这个题目。
He actually produced a series through Baraka Church. There was over 2,000 hours of teaching called The Spiritual Dynamics.
而且呢，他花了在等于是就是他所有的在 Baraka Church 里面的教导里面花了将近2000个小时，他有留下2000个小时的教导的这个录音带。
And there was a lot of books which were produced out from that series where, you know, people edited the Colonel's notes and they produced them into books. I think about it, maybe 10 books were produced from that series.
而且呢这个 Baraka Church 也把这个上校牧师他的这些理论呢好在后来他的笔记等等的又把它变成了一本一本的书。有多少本？
About 10 maybe.
有差不多10本书。
But if your English is up to it and you want to order the series from Baraka Church, you actually ask for the name Spiritual Dynamics.
所以如果想要看这个书的话呢是可以跟 Baraka Church 去订他就是要写的就是属灵动力学。
I'll just write it up on the board quickly. Okay, and you know the word spiritual and then dynamics sort of like means the wayIt operates together, the power and things like this.
好，这个就是这个书的名字 ,Spiritual Dynamics.
Yeah, remember the word dyna really means power or energy, something like that.
就是属灵动力学。
Okay. And within that series, the Colonel came up with a lot of, let's say, sort of new diagrams and concepts toIllustrate the spiritual life.
所以在这些理论里呢，上校牧师他用非常多的这种各种图表啊方式啊，去让大家很理解这个属灵动力学的一些深刻的概念。
Okay, one of them that came out from that is what this you see on the board now, the divine dynasphere. Okay.
好，其中一张图就是现在你看到在荧幕上的这一个，它叫做。神圣的动力球。
Well, I'll just explain it quickly here because it's going to tell about the spiritual growth which takes you from becoming a new believer in Christ all the way up to spiritual maturity.
好，所以呢，它这个主要是在让我们理解对于一个新生的基督徒，他如何在他的属灵生命里面成长，变成一个很成熟的一个基督徒。
And it sort of follows on a similar path to the 10 problem solving devices that we have, but it's a little bit different.
好，这有一点点像是跟这个我们讲的这个十个解决问题的方法齁是有一点点平行在解说的，所以它是有点相似又有一点点不相似。
But the two actually work together, so they're sort of inseparable. Like the 10 problem solving devices is application.Whereas the divine dynasphere sort of tells you the path that you take on the way to spiritual maturity.
Okay. 所以这差别呢是在解决十个解决问题的十个方法呢比较像是一种应用性的一个理论。那这一个神圣的动力学呢则是比较更细节去讲它中间的步骤发生的事情。
Okay, and again, it's called the divine dynasphere. Remember, yeah, in the last class, I mentioned the word how dynasphere is like a sphere of power. It's like a circle of power.
这个后面这个字叫动力球，它就是讲说这个有点像是一个球状体，但是里面有很多的动能。
Yeah, and the word divine meaning it's from God. The two powers, remember, that's the word of God and the Holy Spirit. This is divine. This is divine power.
Divine 这个字就是神的属神的所以我们把它翻成神圣的那这个重点呢是在与神的话语跟这个圣灵它之间是互相有一个关系的联动关系的
Remember the spiritual life is everything that God has done for you As believers all we do is use our positive volition to learn and apply There's really nothing we do though We just sort of become agents of the power of God
这个属灵的生命啊我们要理解的是它是神给我们的只是我们呢要用自由意志的正向自由意志去接受神愿意他帮我们设计的属灵的生命那如果我们用一个顺服的态度的时候我们就可以承接这样的属灵生命的成长
One of the secrets to understand, or it's not really a secret, but you know, the important things you need to understand about God's plan is that it's about God, it's not about you. Everything about the spiritual life is from God. There's no human input.
我们必须理解啊，所有的这个属灵的能量都是来自神。我们并没有人可以在这上面用力可以做什么。
So whether you're talking about salvation, or whether you're talking about learning the spiritual life, or passing your tests in the spiritual life, your Christian service, worshipping God, all of these things, there's no human input. There cannot be any human input.
好，所以呢，我们必须理解啊，我们的救恩，我们学习神的话语，我们能够通过各种测试，我们的事工
And worship.
还有我们对神的敬拜，它其实全部是来自于神。
It's very easy to get sort of distracted by human input through religion, for example, rituals, through emotion, following the sin nature. There's the cosmic system as well that's always trying to convince you that you need to do something.
所以这是非常容易让人误会，就以为我们人的用力的功啊。
It's easy to get distracted or to be convinced that you have to do something.
好，那我们常常呢会被一些错误的想法给弄分心，会以为或者是被说服，以为我们应该要做些什么。
For example, to apply some kind of religious activity.
比如说我们会被邀请或者是任务被建议要去做一些宗教性的行动，宗教性的活动。
For example, yeah, some people might partake in the communion service. Now that is a legitimate religious activity, but you need to be doing it correctly motivated from the Word of God with your love for God, and you need to be doing it with the filling of the Holy Spirit.
哦，就比如说像圣餐的这个取用哈，我们常常忘记说我们必须要有非常正确的动机，所以包括我们对神的爱。还有包括
And with the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而且是必须在圣灵充满的状况下取用圣餐。
That's why every time we have the communion service, and it's not very often, though I think we'll be doing one next week, you should always name your sins before you partake in the communion.
所以在我们吃圣餐前啊，我们一定要对神认罪，让我们才能够圣灵充满的情况下来取用。
And you could have some people that think, well, if I do the communion service, then God will bless me, or even if they're not saved. Catholics are continuously doing these communion services. They think it's a way of pleasing God. And they probably think that by doing it on a regular basis, that will give them salvation.
因为很多人误以为啊，吃圣餐可以得到神的祝福，所以像有些天主教，他就几乎是每一天天天都在做这个事情，然后就希望说哦，我圣餐吃得够多，我就会得到更多祝福，然后就会去天堂。
Or emotions. Fear is a very powerful emotion. A lot of people can be afraid of God or afraid of what other people think if they don't attend church service, for example.
然后有一些情感情绪上面的一些问题啊，会让比如说一些人说哦，他会害怕，经由害怕他不敢不去教会或等等的一些问题。
We're talking about sort of motivations and reasons why people are doing things, which are not part of the spiritual life.
所以很多时候呢，在所谓教会或者相关的事情上面呢，很多人因为他的一些错误的动机，让他并没有进入到属灵生命里该有的状态。
Religion is a very powerful force.
尤其呢，宗教是一个非常有力量的一个推动的力量。
And so is emotion.
而且呢，情感情绪也是一个很强的推动力量。
The sin nature can be a very powerful force as well.
而我们的罪性又是一个很强大的一个动力源。
The influence of the cosmic system, all these false ideas, the satanic propaganda, that's also a very powerful force in the world.
而且属世的这些观念，好，尤其是那些非常属撒旦的一些观念，它也是有强大的影响力。
People like to say that, you know, religion causes war. Well, it's not just religion. You know, religions can change the world, and they have. So we see how powerful religion can be, but also emotions and the cosmic system. You know, all of these things are very powerful forces in the world. You can see that.
所以不管是宗教，或者是情绪情感。或者是罪性，都是强大的影响我们整个 状态的一些动员。
But still the most powerful force in the world, even though it's often invisible, it's not even noticed many times, is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit.
而另外常常被大家忽略的这个世界的动能呢，反而是圣灵的充满以及神的话语，我们却常常被忽略了。
And we've seen it in the examples, like we saw the movie The Hidden Life, and we read in the Bible about these martyrs, people that are willing to die because they believe in something so strongly.
就像在这个隐藏的生活那个电影里面的，你看到就是说在这个历史上很多的烈士，因为他们对他们的信仰，他们所相信的事情而愿意为他们而死，那这都是非常大的力量。
It's very common for people, and we see history based on that people have a very strong idea of what they want. They want to change a system, and they're willing to kill millions of people to do that.
而我们也在历史上看到有一些人想要改变他所相信的系统，好，那就他想要去改变系统来做他想要相信的事，结果他情愿杀掉非常非常几百万的人。
But to find people who are actually willing to die,be killed for their belief, standing up, like just one man, like we saw in that movie, The Hidden Life. You know, just one man, and he was sort of facing the whole of the Nazi regime. But he was an invisible hero. That was powerful.
而像那个隐藏的生活里面的这个男主角，他以一人之力要面对数百千人对他的指责，然后他的整个的甚至愿意为这样的一个信仰而死，其实是非常非常大的一个动能。
Well, you read about the martyrs in the new church, in the Christian church, when the Romans had a lot of influence, and we have these Christian martyrs, and that was a very powerful influence on the church, actually.
而在教会初期，在那个时候罗马的这个势力是非常强大的，可是那些基督徒的烈士们，他们是愿意为了这个信仰而死，也造成了非常大的影响力。
And the Roman soldiers that killed these Christians or threw them to the lions, for example, or even like putting Jesus Christ on the cross, that's the ultimate example. We're probably looking at him and saying, well, we're so powerful and you're just this weak man.
你看像在当时的状况，那些罗马的这个军队啊，或者那些罗马的士兵，他们把这些基督徒呢送给狮子咬，然后甚至把耶稣钉死在十字架上。对于这些罗马的人来讲，他们觉得你们这些基督徒太没有力量了，我们才是有强大力量的。
You have to remember in the context of the angelic conflict, the angels.And God as well, of course, God and the angels are looking to those people, those martyrs. They're the ones that are on the stage. It's not these world leaders and these great people, we say great, these great military leaders which go out and kill millions of people.
我们永远不要忘记啊，在这些事件发生的状态下，天上都有千千万万的天使们在观看这些事件的发生，而是那些准备受死的烈士们才是事件的主角，他们就好像被摆在舞台上一样，被这些天使们看着的，而不是那些罗马的这些士兵。
One of the powers that I should have just mentioned, in fact, there's two others. You know, we talk about emotional and religion, the power of religion, but political power and military power as well. That influences the world, but it's always because those people that are in those positions of political power.Because of their sin nature, they want more power, they want more greed, they like to go out and kill people or whatever.
所以我们刚刚讲到说有这个情绪的这种力量，然后又讲到宗教的力量，那我们也应该要再谈，要不要忘记是有政治的力量，军事的力量。好，那这些政治或军事里面的这些主导者，他很可能因为他自己的罪性而想要用他的力量去杀死很多的人。
And in this modern times that we're living, there's a lot of political power play going on between not just the superpowers, but other smaller nations as well.
而在这个世代上，我们看到非常多的政治的角力。
At some stage in our lives, we might have to be put under a lot of pressure about what do you really believe?
所以在这种我们的生活中，在某些状态就会碰到说有受到非常大的这种政治压力，然后想要把我们从我们所相信的那个点上面推开。
And that's the ultimate in testing. You know, if you're willing to die for your belief, because that's what often what happens in those times, is that Christians have to make a decision. Am I going to stand by my faith? Am I going to stand up for Jesus Christ? Or am I going to lie and say, oh, well, I'll give up my faith and I'll become a Muslim or I'll become a communist or whatever?
所以在这种被政治压力的一个压迫下，有很多人他必须要做出选择。他到底是为着他的信念而坚持，还是他要因为怕这种死亡各种压力而去说谎，说而因此改变他的信仰？
Okay, so let's talk about the extreme end of the divine dynosphere. You know, if you spend your life, the Christian life, within the divine dynosphere, learning the word of God under the filling of the Holy Spirit, that becomes your ultimate goal, is the evidence testing.
我们现在要从这个神圣的动力学里面去看，作为一个基督徒，他是要如何的去面对他自己各种的不同的压力下他做的选择。
Okay, how are we going for time? Oh, okay, actually we're at 40 minutes now. We're not going to close the Zoom. What we'll do is we'll just close down for a 10-minute break, meaning that we'll just close off the sound, and then at exactly 20 past 3,
好，我们因为现在我们的这个 Zoom 是不会断的哈，所以我们等一下会让大家休息十分钟，3点21分后回来继续上课，但在这十分钟我们只会把我们的麦克风关掉，然后等到回来3点21分我们再把麦克风打开，所以原则上大家应该都不需要离开 Zoom。 如果你们的 Zoom 断了，那你就马上回来，随时我们都在这里，用同样的这个 Meeting ID 跟 Password 就好了。好，等会儿见。